Happy New Year and welcome, everyone. Welcome to our virtual launch party. We're celebrating a new year and new you, living healthy in 2012. My name is Anja Anglade, and I am your host, well, at least one of your hosts, and I want to congratulate you for being on this call. I am super excited that you have joined me this evening. You have joined us this evening, so I'm very excited about that. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to celebrate with us, and for that, I thank you. I thank you for that. And we have a lot of juicy information that we are going to have for you today. So I'm very, very excited about what we have planned for you. So our time together is going to be well spent. You're going to have a lot of information. We're going to have fun giving you the information. So we're going to help you get started on the right foot, on the right path for the new year that we're already in. So you are in for a real treat. So make sure that you hang around so you can soak up all the information that we have put together for you this evening. Some of you are going to leave here with fabulous gifts. We have some fabulous raffles here for you. So let me just say thank you to everyone who posted their big goal for 2012. I want to thank everybody for that. You're showing that you're ready. You're ready to step into 2012 in a big way. So congratulations to you. And also congratulations to my sponsors. I want to thank them so, so much for their wonderful gifts that they have given us, and I'm giving them to you. So I want to thank you. I want to thank them. I know some of them was going to try to come on the call. So if they are, I want to thank you for your donations and your sponsorship. Appreciate it. But everyone's going to be a winner, so even though some of you didn't put in your big goals, so I know you have a big goal, but you may not leave here with a gift, but you are going to be leaving. So everyone's a winner, and everyone's going to leave here tonight with information. You're going to leave with tips and strategies that you can implement immediately. I'm just going to have a few housekeeping. I wanted to keep the call is being recorded. And I was going to leave it where we're going to have the lines open because I wanted this to be a party, right? I didn't want to be a lecture. I wanted us to have a good time talking. But, ladies, if you I hear some background noise. So if you are in a position that you're going to have a lot of background noise, just please hit *6 to mute yourself. Okay, because I definitely wanted to make it an opportunity for us to really be live, a virtual party. But if you do find that it's going to be, and if it gets too noisy, I'll probably mute it. But I wanted us to be live, and I wanted to celebrate a brand new year together. Okay, so again, this call is definitely going to be, it's going to be recorded, and you are going to have access to it just in case you missed something, and just in case you can't be here for the entire time, I want to make sure that you have this available and you could party anytime you want. So Happy New Year, and it feels good to be in 2012. I can't believe 2012 is here. If some of you are on the I'm not sure how many people are on the phone, or how many people are on the chat. So if you are in the chat, you can ask questions later on for our guest presenter, and she will definitely do that. But if you're on the if you're on your computer, we have a slideshow, so you can follow on with the slideshow. So I can't believe 2012 is here. Oh, my God. We are in day 5 already, day 5 of a brand new year, and it feels wonderful. I'm excited that 2012, it always seemed so far away for me, but now I'm here. I'm in 2012, and I'm just happy to be here. And so if you're like me, you like anything new, right? Anything brand new, you're part of that, right? So I love the feeling of something new. And the new year brings so many opportunities. It brings so many possibilities. Excitement is in the air. And for me, like most people, this is an opportunity that I like to reflect, right? I like to reflect on what I have accomplished or what maybe I didn't accomplish for the past year. So I know for me, and most people do that, we take stock, we look at our lives, especially, you know, if we're getting closer to our 40s or, you know, we're there, we really want to improve and say, hey, what have I done this year? So now this is a hot topic. I'm going to ask people if you want to say if you have it or not. So how many people have vision boards?
I do.
How many people have vision boards?
Yes.
Who's that?
That was
who's that?
Peppy. I have one also.
Anybody else there. Have vision boards?
No, I do. This is
Therese.
I do.
Therese? Who else?
Yeah.
I'll get you. I'm still working
board.
On mine.
So who's this? Who's working on theirs?
Me, Ogechi.
Hi, Getchi. Welcome.
How are you?
Okay. So everyone has vision boards, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a time that most people, either you're pulling out the old vision board behind the refrigerator or you're starting a brand new vision board. So this is what happens. So it's a brand new year, full of possibilities, and we're calling out the vision boards. So, and what happens to most people, and I'm sure none of you, but what happens to most people, sadly, is that, you know, we cut out the magazine. We have wonderful pictures on it. They're pretty. They're beautiful. Come February, we can't find them, right? And oftentimes, December of the year ending, that's when we retrieve them and look to see, uh-oh, what have I done all year? That's the same thing for New Year's resolutions. If you're on your computer, there's a slide that has Happy New Year 2012, and what's the number one thing that most Americans say that they want to do during a brand new year is, number one, is always lose weight. Number two is save money, right? And number three is spend more time with their family and friends. Number four is they want to enjoy life more. And number five is I want to learn something new. That's typically how it goes, right? So New Year's resolutions, this is the time of year that most Americans say, hey, you know, I want to make New Year's resolutions. But sadly, again, just like the vision board, New Year's resolutions always are not often kept, right? So if you decide you're here tonight, you could have been anywhere, but you're here, right? So if you've decided that this is the year, 2012, you're through. I mean, you are through of recycling the same old resolution to lose weight. That's it. Okay, 2012, you're done. You're here. You know, you're not, you're jumping off the I want to lose weight resolution, and you're jumping on towards releasing weight for good. That's what you're saying. If that's what you're saying, you have come to the right place. If you're saying, I want to release weight, I want to reclaim my sexiness without the potions, the fats, the gimmicks, the quick fix, the fixes, then you know what, ladies, make yourself comfortable because you have come to the right place. No more recycling the New Year's resolution. No more sexy lady on that vision board. No more, because this year, 2012, you're going to make it happen. Okay? So I am so, so happy that you're here. And I'm throwing this celebration to honor you. That's right. I'm honoring your big, juicy goal to ditch the diet. Yep, I'm celebrating you, your resolution. Your resolution is that you're going to stop dieting, and guess what? You're going to start living. You're going to stop losing, and you're going to start releasing. And this is why you're here, right? To celebrate your declaration to ditch the diet so you can own your life. And we're partying, we're celebrating in 2012. That's it. 2013, you're not going to be talking about losing anything because you're going to be releasing. So congratulations, ladies. I'm happy that you're here and you declared that no more recycling. All right. So if you're going to create a vision board, make sure that's what you have. That's what you're going to put on top of that vision board. You are declaring that you are jumping off that roller coaster. So my could you tell I'm excited? I'm excited. So my intention for this event is to provide you with information. Now, I want to give you some information. I want to give you some tips, So you can start shifting your mindset, right? So you can really, truly, truly get off the diet roller coaster. And I don't mean saying it. I mean really, really, really doing it. So when you get off this call, right after, you know, we give you all the juicy information, you're going to be so motivated. You're going to be so inspired that you won't have any choice, no choice, but to start implementing the new information that you're going to receive. So for my overall intention, it goes beyond helping you stop this diet mindset. It goes beyond that because, ladies, I am in the business of changing lives. Yes, I am. I'm definitely in that business. And I am in the business of changing lives, not only on the outside, not only so you can reclaim your sexiness, but really for you to change the inside. So that is what my intentions are for you today. So here's our agenda. This is what you are here to do today. Like I said, our time together is going to be well spent. You're going to celebrate. We're going to give you some door prizes. And later on, you're going to hear from our guest expert, Patrice True Adams. She's going to be here. Patrice, actually, I'm not sure if you've seen her, but she's going to really give you some really good tips, some real talk on staying healthy all year. We're not talking about New Year's resolutions because we said we're not doing that, or a vision board that's not going to be implemented. She's going to give you some really juicy, really good, real talk tips from someone who's been there so you can do this all year, right? So I'm so excited to have Beatrice True Adams here. She was actually featured on her local My Fox News in Jersey, where she was teaching tile exing or brick housing. I'll let her explain that when she gets here. But she was actually featured as one of the fitness experts in her gym. And if any of you are familiar with Hip Hop Abs or Shaun T, she was able to secure a one-on-one inclusive interview. I'm so excited. I can't get the word out. With Shaun T. And, you know, Shaun T, right, with Hip Hop Abs and Sanity. So she got the inside scoop. So she is going to give us the inside scoop and share the information. She is the real deal, and I'm excited because, you know, like I said to you, I am going to bring you the best. And so we have the best for you. All right, so I did say that I am not the only co-host here, and I'm super, super excited to introduce my fabulous co-host, Yajasi Pepe-Park. She is the creative director of Pepe Entertainment and Promotion. She is the creator and producer and host of Pep Talk TV and Radio. I was honored to have been her guest on her Pep Talk TV Season 2, Show 7. So if you didn't get a chance to see it, you know, once you get off this call, go ahead and check us out. She did a wonderful job. I was nervous, but she helped me calm my nerves, and she's fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. We had a lot of fun. So I have known Yajasi for such a long time. She actually was a fitness spin instructor at my local Bally's here in Maryland, and I think she was the first fitness instructor that did spinning. I wanted to spin and sit on those little tiny chairs, and she actually was my first fitness spin instructor. She's no stranger to fitness, and she's definitely a health guru. So I am so excited to share her with you tonight. So I'm going to let her introduce herself. So, Ms. Pepe.
Hi. Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much, Ange, for that wonderful introduction. You kind of said most of it, which leaves me to say not much. But I wanted to start off by saying thank you so much, Ange, for what you've done and what you are doing for all of these wonderful ladies who are on the call tonight. This is great. I mean, I'm super excited to be on the show co-hosting with you. I have my own show coming up in a few minutes, but I could not miss this because this is a golden opportunity for us to come together as females and talk about resolutions at the top of the year. And as Ange says, I'm the creative director of Pepe Entertainment and Promotions, where we do a lot of stuff, public relations, event planning and management, artist management, fitness and wellness. I also started my own talk show January 1st, 2011, and in 2010, one of my resolutions was to do the necessary work to start my talk show in 2011. And I worked so hard in 2010 that I was able to deliver the first show on New Year's Day. So that in itself really shows you the power of vision boards that we spoke about before. Because had I not have my own vision board and put all of those things out there where I'm seeing it, putting it in the universe, talking to people about it, and most importantly, doing the necessary work, I would not be here today also owning the title of producer, creator, and host of Pep Talk TV. So if you're noticing an accent, it's because I hail from Jamaica. I've been in the States. In fact, I will celebrate 9 years of living in the States at the end of this month. And since I've been here, I think I've done great things with my life. Many people also agree. And I'm one of those persons who believe that what mind can conceive, you can do it. And I conceive a lot of things in my mind. Things, the way I see myself in the future, the kind of people I want to surround myself with. I do a lot of visioning internally, and then I'm a very huge fan of vision boards because I write stuff down a lot, because there's so much stuff running around in my head sometimes that I'm likely to forget. But when you put those goals down, then you really see it and run into it. But enough about me. This is really about how myself and Ange and Patrice can help you to realize some of your goals for 2012. So if there are questions, you can send them off later. At the end of the call, I'll give you my information where you can go and see that wonderful interview with Ange and other interviews and more about me. But I'm very excited to be on the show, not just as a co-host, but also as a spectator. Because even though Ange spoke about me teaching classes and doing stuff and being a health guru, we all need to work on our bodies. And I took a break because I had internal stuff going on, so I haven't been working out as much as I'd like to. And one of my resolutions, which is on my vision board this year, is to take care of inner and outer body. And on that note, I'm going to turn it back over to Ange.
Thank you, Ms. Yajasi. Inner, that's important, because I think, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes, how oftentimes we don't do the inner, we skip the inner, and mm-hmm. we focus definitely on the outer. We run to, and I tell my clients when I work with them, is that oftentimes, because I used to do it too, where we'll get a diet book and we go straight to the back. We don't read the four words. We don't read anything. You know, we just want to know how to lose this weight that's bothering me, that's on me, that I can't stand. And we go and we do this new diet without working in the inner, and then what happens is that it shows back up, and we're sitting in a new year going, oh, my God, how did I get here? And, you know, and that is actually the same thing that happened to me. And I know that there are a lot of people who's here that's on the call that may not know me. They probably see me on Facebook or other social media. Mm-hmm. So I just want to just talk a little bit about myself and my journey, because I think it's important for you to connect with the person that's talking to you. And I'm just going to say I am, and I've always been, a social worker since the age of 18. I love helping people. And I am a holistic health coach, a nutritionist, and a body and soul coach. And guess what? I love helping women release weight so they can totally and completely fall in love with themselves. I love it. But you know what? I didn't always love myself. I didn't even always love myself enough to love other people back. But now I'm madly in love with myself, so I help clients fall madly in love with themselves. About 8 years ago, you know, I have 3 kids, and about 8 years ago, more than that, because my daughter just turned 11, goodness, I really have found myself at rock bottom. Like I said, my daughter, she's now 11, and I have 3 kids. And after I had her, right, I've never been a slim, skinny person, but I've always been comfortable in my curvy body. You know, I've always been good with that. But I had kids, and when I had these kids, I kept piling on weight, and I never gave my body time to heal. So after I had my daughter in 2000, right, I was tipping the scale of 200 pounds. And carrying that, I'm 5'3". So carrying that amount of weight, walking around with that amount of weight, was painful. And I'm not talking about physically, but it was emotionally painful for me. I felt like I was walking around this world like I was in a trance, you know. I was never totally, completely present in my body. I felt helpless. I felt trapped. I always tell people I wanted these kids, but when they came with 200 pounds of fat on my body, and I didn't like it. But what was happening was at work, no one knew this, but I wore my maternity for a long time. I secretly wore my maternity clothes because I didn't want to face the reality that I was squeezing into an 18. I told people I squeezed into an 18 because I didn't want to really say the size that I really was, and I wore my maternity clothes. Deep down inside, I really, really wanted to change, but I didn't know where to start. I didn't know what to do. And although I was going to Bally's, but I still was fat. You know, I was still unhappy. I didn't know what I was doing. I was juggling home. I had a career. I had these little kids running, calling my name. I was tired all the time. At one point, I went to Bally's and I quit. So I didn't have time to exercise, I told myself. I didn't have time to eat right. That was a story. But I knew I wanted to make a change. I felt, you know, I don't know if anyone has ever thought this, but I felt like, wow, I'm not myself. I need to make a change, but I didn't know what to do. I wanted to skate. So I went on diets. I'm going to admit it. I went on all kinds of diets. I did starvation. I did, the cleanse. I starved. That lasted for a day and a half because I couldn't. I found myself literally eating when no one was watching, right? So I was doing all that stuff. And I did the diet program. I did the magic pills. I did them. I did, even though I have hyperthyroidism, which I put my body at risk because that's how desperate I was. I over-exercised. I starved myself. And then nothing clicked. So one day was in October. I tell this story. Whenever I tell it, I get chills. It was one day in October, and I remember my little kids, I took them to Halloween, and when we got back, I was like, no, you can't have this. No, you can't have that. So when they went to bed, Reese's was my best friend, and I killed it. I killed everyone's Reese's, everyone's Crunch. I killed it all. And then I got up, right? I got up, and I took one hard look in the mirror, and I looked at myself, and I said, you can't live like this. You cannot live like this. So I vowed to myself that, you know, and I remember because I got up and I said, I have to make a difference. I have to make a change. I hate myself. I hated looking at myself in the mirror. I didn't like my thunder. I didn't like anything about who I was. But inside of me, I know Ange was there telling me or guiding me to make a difference and change. So I said, there had to be something else. I went on a journey of self-discovery. And what I did is I went to work and made this big announcement. I'm on a diet. I'm changing my eating. And everyone doubted me because it was the holidays. They said, you can't do it. That's not going to happen. But I knew I could. And the only reason I did that was because I wanted people to know I was coming out of hiding. I wanted them to know Aunt is coming out of hiding. So I'm making a change. And I did this whole self-discovery, and I realized, you know, I had this big aha moment, this big major breakthrough that I found out what was holding me back. You know, food is all body's way of saying we're out of balance. Something's wrong. Check it out. What's stressing you out? I figured it out. I figured out what was holding me back, and I let go. You know, my weight was not a problem. It was just a symptom of a huge thing. I was totally out of alignment. I was not connected with my mind. I was not connected with my body, my spirit, my inner self. But guess what? Once I connected with my true essence, oh, my God, I started to embrace my life holistically. you know, I stopped this superwoman, stopped this, got to be a size 2, 4, 5. I stopped hating who I was. I started looking at me in the mirror. I started looking at myself. I spent time with aunts. I allowed my kids in my life. I allowed my husband back in my life. And everything changed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything changed for me. And I released the weight, and I've kept it off for 11 years now, the girl is, so it's 10 years. And people always ask me, Oz, how did you do it? How do you keep it up? Because I know that I tapped in with me. I connected with my inner wisdom. So by doing that, I was able to free myself. So if you're struggling with your weight, I wanted to share this story with you because I wanted you to know that my journey wasn't easy. My journey started on a diet mentality, and it ended up with me being alone with my thoughts, being alone with aunt. Just scary in there. It was dark in there, but I took that leap because I knew there was a better way, right? So if you're struggling with your weight, you know it goes much deeper than just finding the right diet. You know it goes deeper than just finding the exercise program. Through my own journey, through my personal pain and experience, I've learned real solutions on how to change your body, how to change your mind, and how to really work with your emotions, because your emotions dictate how you think and what you put in your mouth. So these steps that I went through, I teach these same exact steps, the same exact steps to my clients. And let me tell you, these women that I work with, I am so proud of them because they are getting real results, right? It's just fabulous. When I think about the impact, the change that they made in their lives, I'm just, I'm overwhelmed by that. So what I'm overwhelmed by is that they're not losing anything. They're releasing everything. And I'm just so honored to be part of their journey. And you know what they're doing? They're declaring freedom from all the weight that has kept them hostage. Talk about liberation. That's what I'm talking about. You can't find that in diet pills. You can't find that in eating plans that just say, track this. You can't find that in that. So I'm just so excited, and I wanted to kick off the new year right. If you're struggling with your weight, if you're on the fence about which new diet program to try, I'm just here to tell you, I've been through the journey, and I know it. My clients come to me because they're tired. They're tired of this diet here, diet there. They're just done. And they're ready for a new approach. And when they come, oh, my God, it's just 14 pounds in 6 weeks, 10 pounds. Their results are not typical. Your results may be different because we're unique within our own spirit. But, oh, my God, I'm just so excited. Wow. I'm excited. I'm just so excited. And so, it's freedom. Yes, this is why I am throwing this party. This is why you're here. Thursday, you could be anywhere. You're declaring freedom. No more recycling New Year resolution that involves weight loss. No more. So I'm going to invite you to please stick around. Because at the end of this call, I'm going to share an amazing, amazing opportunity that I have put together for you. And, I pour my entire heart, soul into it because I'm just so excited. So anyway, so just please stick around. And I have put together this this opportunity for you to finally not just say, okay, Aunt, I'm going to ditch the diet, but to finally ditch the diet to own your life and live it. Yep, live it. Live your life struggle free. So please stick around. Now, I see Ms. Patrice is here, and I'm excited. So Rosie's going to go ahead and do our raffles for us. I have some raffles. So,
okay, I'm doing a raffle.
Okay.
Okay, so what are we raffling right now, Ange?
Okay, so let's see what are we raffling. We have our sponsors gave us quite a bit of stuff, and like I said, I'm really excited for them for that, because we wouldn't have any rappers for you to get started. So here we go. Let's see. The first raffle that we have comes from, hold on, let me pull out the gift box. I got to pull out the gift box. Okay. It's Brian Bailey. He's a fitness trainer and a coach, and he's a very good dear friend of mine. And this brother has done amazing work. He's done bodybuilding, and he is on a mission to change lives. And this is one brother who doesn't tell you, as a personal trainer, work harder, run faster, eat this, eat that. He understands, and that's, I only align myself with people who are on the same path as I am. So anyway, he has the mental hurdle of fitness success system. And let me tell you this. It came in the mail, and I opened it real quick, and I was like, oh, my God, this is fabulous. So the lucky winner is going to have the mental hurdle of fitness success, and it's a perfect pre-workout program, which helps you get your mind right before you can mm-hmm. exercise, because mm-hmm. we know that we hit the gym hard and we can put the weight back. So he mm-hmm. gets you prepared. Not only do you have two CDs to listen to get you ready, and it's energetic, but there's a workbook that comes along with it. So I'm really excited about this gift. So the lucky winner is...
The lucky winner is, I'm going to choose this winner because we had some people who entered, and I'm looking at this name, and I love it, and this might be partial on my side, but remember, I don't know these people. So the lucky winner is Imani Love, and the reason why I chose Imani Love is because I celebrate Kwanzaa, and Imani is the seventh principle of Kwanzaa, which means faith. And that is New Year's Day. That happens on New Year's Day. And so we all need love in our lives. So I saw this name, and I just got a warm, fuzzy feeling. So Imani Love will get that prize from Mr. Bailey.
Woohoo!
Is Imani on the call? Oh, is that Imani screaming? Is she here?
Imani? I don't know.
Maybe
you
would celebrate.
But she entered, so even if she's not on the call, we have her information, right, Anj?
Yeah. So if Imani's not on the call, we can get it to her because I know she wanted to be here.
Awesome.
Okay, let's see. We have another one. Is from Gail Crowder. She is the founder of Glamour at its Latest. It's a full-service image consultant firm out in Baltimore. And Gail, she's fabulous. She teaches you she does a couple of things. For married women, she teaches you how to bring sexy back to the marriage, mm-hmm. and that's hot, hot, and juicy. She's having an event this month. But what she actually does also is teach you how to really set your image and represent who you are truly as a woman. So one lucky winner is going to get one of Gail's, I think there's a basket full of goodies valued at $47 that she's given to a lucky female winner. So the winner is?
The winner is Miss Jenny Gardell. I don't know where she's from, but she was also one of the persons who entered to win the raffle. So hopefully she's on the call. That's Jenny Gardell.
Okay. I don't know if Jenny's on here. Okay. All right. Well, Jenny's not on here. I know how to find her, and I'll just get her gift.
Awesome.
Okay. Okay. Now, we have a couple more, so we're just going to do one more, and then we're going to move on because we're jam-packed, so just stay with us. The next one is actually from Michelle Nguyen, and this is excellent. This is so timely. It's an amazing ebook on how to follow your dream, The Power of Imagery. And it's really, for those of you who are setting your vision board, this will definitely help you harness the power of imagining and visualizing your goals. So this, we have more gifts to give out, but the lucky winner is?
The lucky winner is Lisa Collins. Is Lisa on the phone?
Yeah, Lisa is on the phone because she has sent me. Let me see. She's online. Let's see. Lisa was on the webcast.
Okay.
I mean, Lisa, if you still on, because I know you're on the webcast, just send me a Q&A. All right. So I don't want to hold our guest speaker because she is here, and how we're going to do this is Rosie and I will – Yajasi and I, we're going to We're going to double-team her. We're going to attack her. But I'm excited to have Beatrice to Adams here with us. She is a personal fitness trainer. She does a lot of group fitness class, and I mentioned that she was featured in her MyFox news this week, and I took a look at it. I don't know if you guys did, but this is on fire, just like her hair. And she is not a game. She got a nice body, and I want her to share, you know, with us her story, her journey real quick, and just give us some tips on how to get started. So, Beatrice.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Is it Beatrice or Beatrice?
Yes. It's Beatrice.
Sorry.
Okay.
That is okay. You're not the first one to get it wrong. You're not going to be the last. It happens.
Okay. Well, welcome. This is Yajasi. Welcome to this virtual party. I'm having fun. I'm having myself a herbal tea while I listen to all these wonderful presenters.
Fabulous.
Okay, we just got a yay from Lisa. She's excited about her gift. All right. So, Miss Beatrice, I want to tell you that when I met you, I've always been excited. I've always been drawn to you because of the positive affirmation that you always put on Facebook and the positive affirmation that you always put on Twitter. And like I told the ladies who are on the call, it's so important to align yourself with women who are either on the same journey with you or women who are definitely, you know, on the same path, you know. And I always make sure that I'm aligned, my spirit is aligned with women who are like me. And when I was excited that you agreed to be our guest presenter, then I saw you on my Fox 5 just kicking butt. And I was like, yay. There's our presenter. She's living. She's not only you're not talking the talk, you're living it. And then and I went on YouTube and I saw you interviewing Mr. Sean T, which kicks my butt when I try to do insanity. So I'm like, there she is doing her thing that she loves. So if you want to briefly give us your story, because something that you said that really took me back, you said your quote that you always say, you said, "Someone opened the door of health and fitness to me when I truly needed it. It literally saved my life. I will spend the rest of my life paying it forward." When I read that, it took me back because oftentimes when people see skinny, thin, fit people with six-pack abs, they don't know the story, your story. They don't know your journey. You know, so I was when I read that, I was like, wow. So if you can just share with us in brief, some of your journey, your stories, and then we have a couple questions for you.
Sure thing. Well, I'll make this short and sweet. What the person that came into my life that saved my life as far as fitness was concerned was actually a boxing instructor that I had gotten involved with when I was in Central Texas. My husband was in the military, and he had just became deployed and was serving over in Tikrit. So, you know, like most military-wise, we all kind of have a moment that we fall apart as we're, you know, we're trying to readjust with the husbands being gone and, you know, us taking care of our lives and trying to move on with the kids and, you know, just trying to hold it down while they're serving our country. So I honestly, to keep myself from going crazy, literally, I moved into the gym is basically what happened. It was an outlet for me. It was a way to kind of keep my mind off of my loneliness, you know, my frustration, you know, things like that. And I was literally there like, as soon as the kids went off to school, I was there in the morning, you know, went to work, came back, got the kids, settled them in, took them back with me to the gym, and I was just in there. What was so special about the boxing instructor? Really cool guy, very understanding where I was at with my mindset, most of all. And like you were saying with the other gentleman that is the trainer that you're raffling off his services to for one of the listeners today, it wasn't just about his job or what he can do. He didn't just say do this, do that, do that. There was another scope to his approach that really helped me to focus, to feel just more aware of myself, to make it, you know, to the point where I was almost renewed in a sense. You know what I mean? Like sometimes your workout is mindless and you just punch it on the bag and you let it all go. But it was actually therapeutic for me because it's what I needed at the time. And he was able to see that and nurture that on top of, you know, the whole workout routine that we did. And it was fabulous. And this same gentleman, seeing that I was at the gym almost 24/7, asked me why I didn't do this for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And so funny, it never occurred to me.
Right.
Literally, I mean, I could have just set up a cot in that gym and, you know, but for some reason, the whole idea of this becoming my career never crossed my mind until he said, why aren't you doing this? What are you stupid? Why is this not your lifestyle? And I was like, I don't know. And I literally turned around and started learning and started certifying. And, you know, I was reading up on whatever I could get a hold of. And I eventually became certified as a trainer. That's where I started. I started in the weight room before I became the crazy ballistic cardio girl. And, so my love was free weights. I love the lift, and that's where my foundation is. So I became a trainer, and it's just kind of took a life of its own from there. You know, before I got into this, I was actually an administrative officer for a undergraduate program in a university in Central Texas. So I was behind the desk, articulating transcripts, and you know, verifying people's their residency and, you know, filling out their forms and getting them all situated for school. I would have never believed you if you told me then this is where I would be right now. So, I mean, that in itself is amazing how, I mean, the quintessential 180 from an office worker to, you know, what I'm doing and where I'm going and how I'm moving and hopefully moving in other people's lives, you know, within that. I'm in awe, and I feel so blessed and so fortunate, you know, that I was given that opportunity to actually do what obviously was my passion.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am.
So,
you know,
there's
really no greater joy than this for me. There really isn't.
Right, and when I was looking at you, like I said, I always admire your tweets, especially because they're so inspiring, so motivating. What I love about it is that oftentimes, because I know I used to do, but I don't do that anymore. But we always beat people in the head with eat this, eat that. This is not good for you. This is good for you. Exercise harder, or you're not sweating enough. But what I get from you is you motivate people and you inspire them to do good, you know, do good within their body. This is a new year, and I know you've seen an increase or influx of people coming to your gym,
right?
Your class is probably jam-packed. And when I used to exercise at the gym, I used to say, oh, my God, I can't wait for April, because come April, that's when everyone's going to leave. They're not going to say, you know, I would say that to myself, because you come in the first of the year and the entire treadmill is gone, the elliptical trainer is gone, you can't find a spin. You can't find anything. And, you know, the regulars are like, this is all going to fade. These people are not going to stay. So what do you have to say? Because I want to today celebrate everyone who's on this call's intention to ditch the diet and to really look at this as a lifestyle change and to really, really embrace this as an inner and mindset like you talked about, you know, saving your life. So what are some tips that you can give to some of my listeners about sticking to the program when the going gets tough and how just to make it through?
The one thing, let me say this real quick first. I actually love resolutioners. I love them. I love the effort. And I hope that they have the wherewithal to stay. You know, usually it doesn't happen, but these are the people that you really want to hold on to and really try to approach them to make it so come April, they're still there. You know what I mean? And for those of us that kind of like get frustrated when they all come in, you know, we were all resolutioners, you know, at some point of our lives, we did the same thing. So because we've been in the game a little longer, you know, we can't really get mad at those folks. They're trying. They are trying.
Because resolutions are good, but what oftentimes people drop off. So what do you have to give to those who've been around the bench? Because for me, I was a resolution every single year. I was hitting that gym and stopping, or I was hitting the gym and not really doing what I was supposed to be doing, secretly hoping that I could stop the madness. Until, like you said, one day it clicked. So what kind of tips do you have? Because I know you're energetic and you have a lot of women that's there and they're starting out, either they're starting for the first time ever or they're starting out for the 20th time ever. What really real good feedback or real good solutions you could give them so they could not be back here next year making the same resolution?
They have to target what their root issue is. And it doesn't always come from the weight or the diet. You know what I mean? If you do not solve that, no matter where you are in your fitness level, you're not going to make it. You're not. You know, and avoiding these issues is not going to help you grow or help you move forward. If you have a goal, you can't get there if you have all these things holding you back.
Right.
So my advice is always to stop binging. I actually wrote an article about this, and not binging in the sense of actually consuming food. If you have the problem, most of us, what we do is we ignore it and we cover it up. So in that's your binging. You keep taking things in. You keep masking what your problem is. You keep burying it under layers and layers of things that either, you know, trying to keep yourself occupied, you know, taking up a hobby or whatever you can do to keep yourself from really dealing with what your issue is. But what you really need to do is purge. It's almost like you said, Anj, when you're talking about your freedom and your ladies that you help letting things go, that's what's needed. You know what I mean? And I keep telling even the people that I deal with and work with, you know, we can jumping jacks and squats and lunges and run the block all day, every day. But if your household is not correct, if your heart is not correct, if your spirit is not correct, this is not going to work for you. Mm-hmm. It's not.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So if you find that even if you're at the gym all day and you're not dropping pounds like you expected, you just need to take a closer look at your life outside of the gym. I mean, sometimes the ability to lose weight is not just about what you eat or what you work, or not about what you're working out or what you're not working out. You know, are you in a healthy relationship? Are you unhappy at your job? You know, are you suffering from self-doubt, lack of confidence? Are you sleepy? I mean, if you're walking around tired all day, every day, you know, that's going to impact, you know, you reaching your goals as well. You know, all these are going to affect your progress, and that's what has to get dealt with either first, or you have to create a plan where you can target all of these, you know, simultaneously if you want this end result that you're looking at to be your reality. You know,
nice.
I have times,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I have times even myself, and people think I'm a health nut and, you know, I'm on a straight and narrow every single day. I'm not. That's my truth. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and the realness of that is that I'm a person like everybody else. People don't think I'm human. That's a running joke. But I have my moments. You know, in my experience, I have learned to deal with them a little more effectively, and that's what I try to teach the people that I come in contact with. But still, I'm human. You know, I'm going to have a moment that maybe, you know, the problems in my life, the stress in my life, you know, money issues, the car broke down, you know, rent is due, you know, everything that happens to these people happens to me too. And it's a
mm-hmm.
matter of, you know, trying to really, really focus and center yourself and deal with that issue before it bleeds out into every aspect of your life. That's where people
mm-hmm.
don't make it. You know what I mean? They can't. I think the main issue is that you just can't shut these things off. You have got to tackle them and resolve them, because in order for anything in your life to work, you must have peace about it.
Mm-hmm.
Any decision you make, any place you go, anything you do, there's got to be a peace about it. Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
somewhere down the line, something's going to break from the bottom, and then where are you at? You know what I mean? You're back at zero, you know, so.
Right, and you're right, because I think that's where I was leading at, because oftentimes we make the resolution to lose weight, but we never make the resolution to release the weight. And when I talk about the weight, it could be like, you know, oftentimes if you are a professional or not a professional, you love to exercise, you're exercising all day, and you're maybe you have 5 pounds to lose, I don't know, maybe you have 10 pounds to lose, but you're still carrying on weight. And what is it? What's stressing you out? And so we tackle the outer, because it's easy. You know, it's
right.
Easy to outer, right? The outer is easy. You want to lose 10 pounds, you want to think of clothes, you want to look like this, you want to look like that. And it's easy to do the outer. But let me tell you, if the inner is never, ever, ever addressed, like you said, yeah, jumping jacks all day, because I know it firsthand. I went to the gym. I was 196. I came down to 196, and I went to the gym faithfully for 6 months, lost nothing, and cursed the gym. But I was in love with the chocolate chip cookies, because they made me feel good. They helped my pain. But once I declared that freedom, you're absolutely right. I didn't do weight loss resolutions anymore. My resolution involved with spending more time with my family, being more compassionate with my husband, really loving being aligned with my job, really connected with my soul purpose. That was my resolution, not losing weight, because that's not really what I was supposed to be doing. So what you just said speaks volume, because coming from someone, and I love the fact that you said that although you look like this, but you're not perfect. Well, none of us are.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you for that, and that is fabulous, because you look perfect. You know, your body's hot. Everybody wants, you know, oftentimes we look at magazine covers, we look at you, and I'm like, I want an ass. Hot ass. But then you, in your own personal journey, release your stuff so you can
right.
look like that. You know, so that's just so, so, so important. So I wanted to thank you for being here with us today and sharing this opportunity. And I love the work that you're doing. I'm honored to know you, and I'm honored to share this space with you and celebrate women, and to celebrate our, you know, the struggles that we have together, and to celebrate everything, you know, so we can fully embrace, because at the end of the day, what we're really doing is falling in love with ourselves. No matter what size, look, whatever. And I talk to my clients all the time about being present, being in the now, because it's only in the now that we can take the layers off and release the weight. So I thank you for coming out with us and celebrating this event with us.
You're quite welcome.
Definitely,
thank you.
Okay. So,
awesome. And the truth.
I know my co-host has to run off because she has her own show that she's doing, but we're going to we're going to continue with the party. And so, I wanted to chime in, and Beatrice is going to stay on. And I wanted to say that, you know, if you're struggling, like she said, if you're struggling to release any amount of weight, you know, it could be 5 pounds, it could be 10, it could be 50 pounds like I did, you know. And if this is the last time, you know, you hear what we have to say, and this is the last time, then you pledge to release weight once and for all. You know, I just want to let you know that you're not alone. You know, you're really, really not alone. I wasn't in that position. Sometimes I struggle too. I just have to go into my box of tricks and tools that I've implemented. You know, there was a time, to be completely honest, that I lost my 50 pounds, and then I moved to a new community, and I put on 20 pounds. And it was not until I connected with someone at my job and said to her, do you want to do this with me? Because remember, she said, yes. And we ran this together, and I lost that 20 pounds in 2 months, and, you know, I've been able to figure out, okay, I can't do this by myself. I need a community. And it leads me to this special, I talked about early on how I really wanted to connect, to tell you about this special opportunity that I have, and it leads me right to that, because I am a person that loves to be connected with people. I love to have community. And, you know, we talked a lot about that, and I'm going to be very honest. You know, before you can, Beatrice talked about it, but I'm going to talk about it too, that before you can start focusing on getting those sexy thighs or getting those sexy abs that we all want Miss Beatrice displays, you know, you really need to get to the weight of the matter. You know, people say, and I know people have sent me messages and said, Ange, you know, I want to lose weight. What's the best detox program to do so? You know, or they try another fad diet or another way to eliminate excess pounds. But let me tell you what happens. You know, there's good news, and I want to share that with you. Let me tell you what happens to you when you go within, right? When you start there first to start releasing the weight. When you go in, you know, you're going to start loving your body. You're going to love how you look. You know, if you have clothes, I had clothes in my closet that I could never wear. And I wanted to get to them. When I was squeezing to 18, I wanted to be a 12 so bad because I had all 12s in my closet I could never wear. And it was going to get out of style if I didn't release this weight. So I was able to, you're going to be able to fit into those clothes that you have. Guess what? When you go within, you know, the stress that's weighing you down, you release that. And you start looking younger. You do. People always say they don't believe I'm 42. Right? So you start to look younger. You have more energy because you're sleeping better. You're embracing yourself. You're loving yourself. You start to feel more confident, with yourself ever before. And people are going to stop you. They're going to say, hey, what's your secret? What's going on with you? And best important is that you're going to feel completely in control of your eating, and you're going to be in control of your life. You're no longer going to feel that you're out of alignment with your mind and body. It's not going to be at this battle. You know, the battle of, oh, my God, this cookie looks good. I should have it. You're not going to have those internal battles. You're going to get rid of some of us have sleeping problems, and we're tired all the time, and we're snapping at people, right? These are going to change, and they're going to improve with you. And no, the best part of it is no more dieting, no more crazy exercise programs, and you're going to uncover the secret to permanently release weight. So your days of fad diet and low self-esteem and I can't believe that, you know, telling yourself that you'll never release weight, they're going to be over. This is what happens, excuse me, when you go in. I said you go in to be thin. You have to go in. Freedom. You know, when you are putting your vision board together, write freedom. And that's what you will have. You're going to have freedom. Now, here's the question. Okay, Ange, you know, you listed 9 things that I'm going to get. So how are you going to achieve these outcomes, you said? Okay, they're simple. Yes, they are. They are simple. And, you know, I've created and I've poured my whole body, soul in this because I've seen it. I see my clients transform. And I poured myself into it because the program is powerful. It changes lives. It just doesn't change your body. It does that too, but it changes your life. So I said to you that when I had regained 20 pounds, I wanted to lose it again, and that was back in 2006. And so I went to someone that was a close friend of mine, and I said, you want to do this together. She jumped on this occasion, and we were joined to the hip. And so because of that, I've always created community. I have a group of women to this day that I communicate on a daily basis because they keep me strong in my fitness, in my life. So I create a sense of community because that is how we are successful. So this brand new opportunity that I'm going to share with you is called Ditch the Diet, Own Your Life. And the reason you're going to own your life, because, you know, when you're dieting like I was trapped and I was hostage to these pills that I had to take, because once I stopped taking them, once I stopped counting points, once I stopped the frozen things coming to my house, I would gain it back, like Patrice mentioned, because I never worked with my inner. But when you release the fear of whatever it is that's holding you back, then you let go and you trust your inner self to guide you through whatever it is that you want. So what that is it's in a circle. It's an opportunity to work with me where I will guide you 100% in ditching the diet, not just saying it with your mouth, but really, really doing it. So it's a group coaching program, and it's a step-by-step program. And let me tell you, it is loaded, and I love it because I use it for myself. And it's designed to move you from where you are right now, because we only have now to where you want to be. And so it's an inner circle program. It's a 7-month membership program, and I love it because it's designed for everybody. Everybody can do it. And if you tried it all, this is for you. It's based on my signature program, the program that I talked about earlier that said that, you know, you can create your ideal body. It's possible. It's effortless. It's healthy. It's tons of fun. I just finished one recently, and the women dropped weight like crazy, and I'm excited to be part of their lives. And it's revolutionary. And it, you know, it's just going to change the way you think about food. It's going to change the way you think about your body. It's going to change the way you think about exercise. And then, you know what the program does? It teaches you how to instantly get clear, crystal clear of what you want for your life, not just your body, your life. What's stressing you out? You know, where are you in your own life? How are you going to show up in 2012? So it's a new way of thinking, a new way of eating, because one thing I taught when I work with clients, I don't tell people to eliminate anything. I just tell you we're going to work with how your body is, and we're going to find a system that works for you. So, you know, it's really allowing you to achieve your ideal weight. So you can maintain it. Listen, I've been there where I've lost, I've lost my 50 pounds, regained 20, and then lost it again. And, you know, every now and then I might put a couple of pounds and I know how to get it off. You're going to have a system. That's what's important. You're going to have a system where when you're on vacation, when you're, we just finished holiday, wherever you are, that you can maintain it. Because I want you to permanently release it. I don't want you back here next year at another celebration call because you said, oops, I didn't follow through. So if you're ready to change your mind and then change your body, I'm going to show you how to plant a seed of weight release success into your mind. And with the simple method that we're going to be doing, you are going to achieve everything you want. You're going to, if you show up powerfully and you become that person that you want to be, trust me. I've seen it in myself. I've seen it in people. It's going to happen. You know, you're going to get that. But guess what? The most important thing is that you can have me. You can have me. As your coach, I'm going to help you 100% all the way. And so you're going to get everything. You know, you're going to have me. I'm going to be here for you. I'm going to cheerlead you. I'm going to guide you. And I'm going to give you the steps I took so you can achieve your success. Okay, so here's the question. Here's a question that I know you probably said, that's a lot. So what's this investment? You know, what are you saying? How much is this investment? You know, you're gonna provide, it's a 7-month program, you're gonna provide me all this juicy stuff, you're gonna hold my hand, you're gonna plant a seed in my head, and I'm gonna change my body. Yes, you will. And I'm gonna stand by that if you promise to do your part. So your question is, and I want to answer it, is that what is my investment? What's your investment for this incredible life changing program. That's what you're asking me. So here's a better question for you. Here's what I'm going to have to, you know, I'm going to have ask you this question, ask you a question so you can think about it. And this is it. It's ask yourself this now. Just take a few seconds and ask yourself, are you going to allow yourself to start another year, like knowing what to do, but just not doing it? You know, are you going to continue to struggle? Are you going to say, oh, I know how to do that. Oh, I've been here before. Are you going to do that? Oh, but are you going to show up and take me up on my offer so you could definitely take action? And next year, be on the call celebrating. So, you know, the like I said, it's a life-changing inner circle because I believe in circles. I believe that's how I live my life. It's loaded. It's 7 months. And being part of a powerful group of women and having me as your coach is definitely going to help you keep the weight off. So if you're going to have resources, you're going to have tools, you're going to have a community for you to definitely communicate with. Now, the investment to yourself, it's very affordable. It's a $97 program, which is billed monthly, and you can cancel at any time. No questions asked. Up to you. But this is a program that I actually love to do because it gives me an opportunity to share with women that it's possible. You can get your life back. You don't have to be trapped, stuck. In, so if this opportunity speaks to you, if you're saying to yourself, Ange, you're talking to my heart. You're talking to my soul. I need this. I need you. And I say, I need you. I need this. Then I'm going to say to you, congratulations and welcome to the inner circle because I am going to provide you with everything you need to release weight. And so by you taking action, by you showing up powerfully, by you saying yes to you and investing in your life, you're never going to be the same. No, because it takes daily healthy actions. And if you try it on your own, if you've been here before, you didn't have me. And so I would definitely, definitely be there for you. Now, the program kicks off on January 17th on a Tuesday. And you can go look. If you want to know people that need to look, read. You can get all the juicy details on my website. And I've moved. I didn't say this. But my website now is ange@angeunglad.com. So it's ange@angeunglad.com. It's all there. And if I have your, I put it, I can email it to you. But everything is juicy is there. But if, but one of the things that I am going to do is have an opportunity for you to connect with me for a 15-minute strategy session, just in case you have more questions and you really want to get started. And that is, my email for that is info@angeunglad.com. But listen, you know what? It's a holiday. It's a new year. I'm excited. You could tell it in my voice. So I'm just going to go out there, and I'm going to give you this juicy bonus. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. This right here has changed lives. This has. Everything changed lives, but this one definitely. So the first 10 people who sign up for the program by the 11th of January, I'm going to offer you a virtual grocery store tour. We're going to spend 90 minutes together on Saturday, the 14th of February, online. And this right here, you know what always happens is that when I do the virtual grocery store with my clients, everyone believes that, and I used to do the same thing, believe that they're shopping healthy and they're eating healthy until I teach them how to decode food labels. Once they figure out how to really read the labels, how to really see where the hidden stuff is, then they're able to say, oh, my God, so you can never go shopping again, right? Not with that mindset. So if you that has always been a highlight. Everyone loves the virtual grocery store. It's very interactive. You will get your, you will definitely get a shopping list, how to stock your kitchen, how to get your family on board. So this is juicy. I love it because it gives the opportunity, you an opportunity to connect with me and to really ask the questions. I will help you become a grocery shopper healthy for real. No lie. So when you show up on the 17th, oh, my God, you're going to be so ahead of the game. So that's the grocery store. I love it because it almost appears as if you and I are live. I'm holding your hand at the grocery store, but we are kind of, but we're just going to be virtual. Now, I'm just going to go ahead. I'm just feeling so generous today. I am going to go ahead because one of the things that people do at the beginning of the year, in addition to declare their life is changing, in addition to doing a vision board, is detoxing. So I'm just going to go ahead, since I'm feeling so good today, in addition to the virtual shopping that you're going to be doing with me, I'm going to give you a 21 jump start. It's a 14-day, I don't know if any vegetarians are here, but if you're not, we can work around it, a 14-day meat detox and a 7-day low glycemic meal plan. Now, I love this detoxing, okay, everybody? It's approved by a registered dietitian. So it's going to get you started. You're going to cleanse your body. You're going to get your meal plans, and I'll just give it to you so you can be on your way. So that is what I'm giving Princess to Halliday, and I'm excited. I'm really, really excited about the inner circle. I'm excited about that program because I live my life in a circle. Everything is interconnected, your body, mind, spirit, your soul, everything's interconnected, and it doesn't it's not separate, as Beatrice talked about, and I love what she said about your mindset. We're going to hear from her for a little bit, in a second again, but I really wanted to, you know, before you left, really share with you the ditch to diet on your life. Inner Circle Group Coaching Program. Again, it's a 7-month program. It's fantastic. It's step-by-step. It's my own signature program that I took myself through, that I took my clients through, that helped them release the weight. And they will never, ever diet again. Never diet again. I know that because they told me that. And they lost 14 pounds, 10 pounds. I mean, the weight just melted off because they released the baggage, you know, and then the weight came off. Once you release the baggage, your body doesn't have no choice but to respond. So if you hate your job, you probably packing on pounds. If you're in a bad situation, you probably packing on pounds. We're going to address those, and we're going to get you fit, and you're going to get yourself together. So I definitely want to talk to you. There's a couple of ways you can get in touch with me. info@angeonglad.com. The program starts on the 17th of January, so I would love to have you on with me, to start with me, to jump off your new year right. And then for the first 10 people, I went mad since it's the holiday, and I really want you to have success. That's my goal. I want you to have success. I don't want you not to have success. I want you to have success. So the first 10 people who sign up, by the 11th of this month, you're going to get my grocery shopping virtual. You're going to be shocked. I'm going to be scared of you. You're going to get it done. 90 minutes with me. And then you're going to get your 21 day to jumpstart your detox. And don't be afraid of it. It's good stuff. So I'm excited to have you here again. And I am also offering with this, I believe by the 11th, if you want to talk to me, info@angeonglad.com, and just write 15 minute strategy session. Okay, but don't leave yet because we still have some juicy giveaways to give you, and I still want Beatrice to say a couple of things because she has some wonderful things to say to you, but I'm not going to keep you because I respect your time. All right, so I'm just going to go ahead right here and give out the next gift because Miss Rosie had to leave because she went to do her own TV show, her own radio show, and I was so happy that she came on today. I'm very honored to have her here. So, all right, now the next person who's going to win one of our fabulous gifts, I think Rosie won, Lisa won a gift, and so did Imani, and so did Jennifer. Okay, so the next person who's going to win our gift is going to be Miss Andrea Whitley. She's a registered and licensed dietitian of Healthy Lifestyle, and she's offering one lucky winner a 14-day meal plan and a 30-minute complimentary consultation. And she's going to help you get your jumpstart your wellness journey. So that's fabulous. I'm so thankful for Andrea. I know she was going to try to make it on the call. I'm not sure if she did. But someone left me a message. Someone went in and did their, but they posted on the blog, you have a huge, fabulous goal, but didn't leave a last name. So if you are Karen that came on the blog and posted your big, huge goal, you won a complimentary 30-minute consultation with Andrea. So if you're on the call, if not, I'll get in touch with you. But if you're on the call, you won. Congratulations, congratulations. That's awesome. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and give the rest. All right, so now the remaining gift that I have here is we got the garbage. Okay, Miss Mary Irby of White Crow Yoga. She's going to give one lucky winner her introduction to Aqua ebook. And this one is fabulous because if you're interested in yoga, and you may not be interested in aqua yoga, but you never know. So this is certified with CEUs, and it's valued at $69. Now, what I decided to do was to go on here and give a lucky person who was the first person on this call. I don't have your name, but if you're from Nashville, Tennessee, if you're on the call, Nashville, Tennessee, you won.
This is Mary.
A fabulous gift. Who?
It's Mary Irby from White Crow Yoga.
I'm
your Nashville girl.
All right. On the next one. All right. So the next person was, who is here from D.C.? I don't want to say your phone number, but I think you're the only one from D.C. If you're still on the call, I know you're on mute, but you, if you could shoot me an email if you don't want to unmute yourself. You actually won that gift from D.C., the guest. There's no name. I'm sorry. All right. That was Mary. Thank you, Mary, so much. Mary is our from White Crow Yoga. She gave us a fabulous, fabulous gift, and I truly, truly appreciate it. Okay, so we're going to go on to Nadia Harper, who's a holistic nutritionist. And she's from Making Healthy Choices. And one lucky winner is going to get 20% off her holistic health assessment. Woohoo! That's exciting. Okay, let's see who our lucky winner is. And our lucky winner who's been on this call is Linda from Texas. Linda? Is Linda still on the call? I know you're on the call. I see Linda. Well, Linda, hello? Linda? Okay. So Linda's on this call, and she actually won. Linda, are you still listening? Maybe she walked away.
Yeah, I think I am. So what's the number?
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm finding you.
Congratulations. You just won a 20% off of Nadia Harper's. She's a holistic nutritionist. Her 20% off her holistic health assessment. And I want to get everyone their information. So if you registered through Eventbrite, I should have your information. But if not, please send me an email because I want to get your information. I want to get this to you by this week. Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Cool.
All right, let me see.
Okay, cool.
Yes, it is. All right, so we have one more. Do we have one more? I think we gave everybody. No, I think I have one more. Hold on a second. Okay. So while I'm looking for my final gift, Patrice, is there any quick tips that you would like to give our listeners tonight?
Well, let's see. I want everyone, just as we were saying before, just to focus and stop trying to pile so many things on to do them all at once. That's probably the most important thing in order to get to keep yourself on track. It's kind of, you kind of have to break it up. You know what I mean? And I think for most of us, because of the world we live in where everything is fast and furious and, you know, it works in some aspects. But, again, I think this is the tone that we've been having with this whole conversation throughout the evening, is that you really have to take a sit back and look and deal with, you know, what your main target needs to be in order for everything else to fall in place. You know, and that being said, it's just a matter of stick-to-itiveness and knowing that results or what it is that you're looking for is not going to happen on day two. There's something lacking in people's perspective when it comes to gaining back your fitness or your health or your well-being. You know, you have to look, if you got to a point where you used to be fit in your earlier years and you turn around and it's not like that anymore, that did not happen in a day, you're not going to resolve that in a day. And I think that's where a lot of the resolutioners get frustrated. I think there's that level of excitement, like they're all gung-ho, they're jumping into the gym and doing all this stuff, but if they're not seeing what they think they should be seeing, and again, this is a matter of perception, that's when they lose their momentum and they fall off the wagon. So I would just say that to everyone, whether you're just coming into this game or you've been in it, just to keep that focus and to know that this is a process. And like you said, there's no pill, there's no powder, there's nothing that's going to give you what you need right on the spot. There's nothing that can do that. This whole, you know, lose weight in a week, and it's really for a long-standing lifestyle changing. This is who you are in your fitness for life. That's not going to happen just with a snap of a finger. It's not. So as long as you can focus on that, as long as you understand the road that's ahead of you, how to approach it, how to stay on it, then you're good to go. You know, otherwise, you fall off, you get frustrated, you don't take the necessary steps to keep you on the track, you know, and, you know, there's not too much else to say about that. It's just a matter of perspective and focus, and you just kind of have to do it, you know, and you can't let yourself get sidetracked with, you know, things that are trying to tell you that what you're doing is not fast enough or effective enough. Because like I said, this didn't, all this that you see or you think you see that's wrong with you is not going to, it didn't come there, right away. It's not going to leave right away. So I think that's just, if that is something that you acknowledge, then that's step one for you to be able to get where you're going to go. You know, just to know that if you say you're going to do it, you're going to be doing it for a while, and to not lose sight of that and get frustrated and quit before anything happens for you that's going to take you further along in your goal. You know, and you can't get mad at the results that you didn't get because of the effort that you did not put in. You know what I mean? The effort has to be there. It has to be long-standing. You know, it has to be constant. It has to be, you know, fortified with, you know, all the tools that are necessary at all times in order for you to reach your goal.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And that's just, you're absolutely right. And that's why I love my, you know, Dish to Die on Your Life Inner Circle Group Coaching Program, because it teaches you in seven months, because it teaches you that there is no quick fix and everything is going in to get thin, to change your life, and then your body will have no choice but to change. So thank you for that. And I appreciate you coming on this evening and spending some time with us and really giving us real talk. And I love real talk, because I don't like to talk fast. I don't like to give people things that are not true because I only go by my experience and what I've been on. We're going to give our last gift away because I want to do a nice day of closing. And that actually, I didn't see it, but it's from Miss Beatrice Garrick. She has a lot of nutritional products, not just wellness products, but skincare and plant-positive household care products. And she's giving 10% off to a lucky winner tonight. And I'm going to go here on the call to see who's been here longest so they can get it. And the person who actually has been here the longest is Miss Tony. Miss Tony from Richmond. Miss Tony, are you on the phone? I know you're muted. So Miss Tony just won 10% off, and I will get that to you. So congratulations for coming on and sticking on the call because I know you have received some positive and powerful information. So I want to close up because I want to respect your time. And this is a party, so, you know, I know we're going to go over just a little bit because we're celebrating you, and there's no rushing when you're celebrating you. We oftentimes, as women, we rush off, you know, but celebrating you, I respect your time, but celebrating you is, you know, what we want to do. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining me and coming. And by you showing up today, you already taken the first step towards changing your life. I want to tell you and invite you to participate in my Ditch the Diet Own Your Life Inner Circle Group Coaching Program. I would love to have you. I would love to be your partner in wellness, and I would love to be your partner in wellness. I would love to be with you 100%. So I invite you to take action and participate by the January 11th, where you can go grocery shopping with me virtually. It's almost live, and then you can grab your 21 detox. And this is definitely what you need in your life. You need to know how to shop right. You need to know how to decode those hidden secrets that most places don't tell you. And you need to do it now. You don't wait. Do it now. And I want to help you get started today. And it's definitely something you need to do if you're on this call. So I'm going to close out by telling you that today is really the first day of your life. We're on the fifth day of a new year, and I want you to celebrate the time that you took to hang in here and be on this call with me for 90 minutes, and that proves that you're ready to ditch the diet. You're not just saying it, but you're taking action, and I want you to spend some time this week and just thinking about, you know, how you want to participate in my circle and how you're going to make the changes that you need to get yourself, definitely in the right path. So, ladies, I invite you to center yourself. I invite you to walk in peace. I invite you to take 2012, not just another opportunity to say, I want to lose 10 pounds because I want to look like this, but to really live your life, live your body, to be in that body for life. It's only one body you have. You can't put it away. You can't get another one. And I'm here as testimony that you can make those changes. And I would love, 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 love to walk with you in the same path. So I invite you again to go to my website, and that's www.angeangelade.com, and you will inner, I-N-N-E-R, because we are working with inner, and the outer will happen. And I invite you to join my inner circle today, and I join you to join me at a grocery store where you can learn how to shop for yourself, for your family, for your life. So, ladies, congratulations. Happy New Year. Thank you for being on this call. I appreciate you, and I appreciate appreciate your time. Go and go in light, go in peace, and I wish to see you in my coaching club, and I will send you the recording if you came on because I want you to listen to this again and celebrate you, celebrate life. And I just want to say, Tony, you won your thing, so I know you were unable to be unmuted, but I unmuted you because I wanted to honor you and honor your space and honor you. Congratulations for your win. And ladies, congratulations for loving yourself. I give back to you, and have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and I hope to talk to every single one of you on January 11th. All right, ladies, have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.